All right, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, we are speaking with William Reed with BASF, and BASF was sponsor of the luncheon. William, the first thing I'd like you to do is just explain to me a little bit about BASF's relationship with the peanut industry, why this industry is important to your company.
Well, BASF has been a pretty major part of the peanut industry all the way back to the years of Bassegran. Bassegran was a product we had a while back that solved some problems that the farmers had on different broadleaf weed species that they had nothing else to control. We have evolved since then to now we have a number of different products that are used pretty regularly on most peanut farms in the Southeast. That being Prowl H2O is a pre-emerge grass herbicide that controls grasses as well as Florida Pusley, which is a big problem weed for most of the peanut industry. Along with that, Cadre herbicide probably revolutionized the herbicide market in this industry when it was introduced years ago. Cadre is the product of choice for any nut grass, nut sedge, purple and yellow. Most peanut fields in the Southeast have nut sedge, either yellow or purple, but most of them have a combination of both. And this is the best molecule or product on the market to control nut sedge. As well as that, Cadre brings to the table many broadleaf weeds. It's probably 40 different broadleaf weeds on Cadre's label. It's an extremely active product that kills the weeds that are up, as well as gives you pre-emerge residual in the soil to kill different flushes of weeds. As you get a rain shower, you'll see the Cadre herbicide will put another active flush and control weeds coming up as they're coming up. Thirdly, Headline fungicide has been in the peanut market now for about 5 years, and it has nearly revolutionized the leaf spot control program in peanuts. It is the best thing that's ever been on the market, according to the extension service of the different universities in this area, for leaf spot control, both early leaf spot and late leaf spot. So we've got some fun products to work with in this industry that are very unique in what they bring to the table, what they do that other products cannot or do not do. And these products can be put out in combination. A lot of times the Cadre for the weed control is going out about the time that the Headline fungicide needs to go out. And it's perfectly okay to tank mix Cadre with Headline and get your fungicide spray down the same time you're controlling your weeds. We also have another old standby that's been around a long time, is Post herbicide. Post is for grass that's escaped any pre-emergent or any other grass control, or if you didn't put a pre-emergent you wished you had and you have a flush of grass, Post is a great product for controlling that. Post has been around a long time, as far back as the Bassegran days, but Post still provides very good grass control for any escapes or later emerging grasses. And as well, you could put Headline fungicide out if you're needing to put some Post out to control, say, Texas Panicum is one of our bigger grasses in this peanut industry over here, and it has to really be watched out and controlled at an early stage. So you could be putting your fungicide out at the same time you're spraying the Post herbicide as well. So all these products give you a good arsenal of different things you can use in your peanut program.
Of course, the peanut industry is kind of unique, and the Southeast is kind of a unique market. And why is it an important market for BASF?
It's probably the first market in the United States that Headline fungicide was labeled into, and it kind of cut its teeth in the peanut market, seeing how well it did on the leaf spots and rust and soil-borne diseases and things like this. It really got a great reputation and earned itself a good name in the peanut industry first, where now it's labeled throughout the United States on corn, on soybeans, on wheat, and the starting in the peanut area probably helped it spread faster in these other crops because it was a well-known, recognized name in the Southeast. So anybody in the Southeast that was doing some wheat or corn or soybeans, they were quick to say, yes, if Headline's labeled, we'd like to put some Headline on those crops to protect them on different diseases, as well as the other herbicides I mentioned. the popularity of cadre, say, in the weed control of the peanut industry, led to more research to put the same type compounds into the forestry and pasture and different markets that basically go across the United States and beyond that.
Being here at the Southern Peanut Conference, why is it important for you to be involved in this, and how are you involved as a sponsor here at the conference?
Well, it's important to me because it's geographically, it's in my territory. I have Central and South Alabama and the Florida Panhandle that lies beneath Alabama. And the industry peanut groupings to become the Southern Peanut Growers Conference really was begun in Alabama and in Georgia. And this is truly a grower conference. The growers attend it very well from these states in particular, the Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. And it's just a great way to be in touch with my growers and the growers in the peanut industry. And it's very well represented by them and by the grower level and different organizations that the growers already had set up. It's also expanding as the peanuts have expanded across the United States. They've taken in Mississippi, has joined the Federation last year, and probably we'll see some other peanut-growing states join in the next few years.
Well, very good. Thank you very much. That's William Reed with BASF. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.